We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome everybody into another edition of the PHNX Suns podcast. I'm your host Greg Esposito, ahoy hoy, and we are brought to you as always by our friends over at DraftKings. DraftKings, America's number one sports book. Use that code PHNX, get 200 in free bets when you bet $1 on any NFL or college game this weekend. You can probably notice if you're watching this, if you're listening, you have no clue, but if you're watching this, this is not a typical Friday.
Nope.
This is what we're calling a fashion Friday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are. And that's why we have some weird outfits going on.
Slash Halloween costumes, what? Maybe. I don't know.
This is straight fashion. This is not a costume. It is.
It looks like you robbed Red Riding Hood.
Okay. Lindsay is dressed like a wolf. Lindsay Smith.
Definitely straight out of the Red Wedding.
Straight fashion.
Saul Bookman looks like a Chippendales dancer who's aged out of being able to work at Chippendales right now. He's got the bow tie and the short shorts.
That's
I appreciate the short shorts and all the colors.
That's accurate.
And some Kyries. Yeah. I like the Kyries. Those are nice. And Ren and Stimpy socks. Those are pretty impressive.
Right, that's classic, baby.
Oh, I didn't even notice those. I like
those.
Then
we got Gordon Gekko next to me.
Hey, Gerald Bourguet bringing the traditional
Wolf of Wall Street over here.
We got the we wolf in the Wolf of Wall Street.
Hey, he's going traditional. I just look good in a suit, and I can respect that. And then I just went, what do I have in my closet? And I pulled out a Western Font Charles Barkley jersey and some Converse NBA Jam kicks, which
pretty sweet.
Those are nice. I'll say that for those. But so, yeah, it's a Fashion Friday, and we're dressed uniquely. We'll say that for and our tip topic of the day. You know, as we are talking about fashion, we want to know in the chat, or if you're listening later, you can tweet us at @PHNX_Suns. Who has the best fashion on the Suns and in the league as a whole? So I know we wanted to discuss this as a group. Who wants to go first? Who wants to share their picks for best dressed on the Suns and best dressed in the league?
Well, I mean, I feel like we're going to kind of get to that here at the end of this the show with all the fashion picks that we have. But
do we want to wait? I mean, I
say we start with Suns and then maybe we go like league wise.
Okay.
A little bit later. What do you think?
That sounds good. And coming up later, if you're listening, we're going to do a snake draft of the best Suns jerseys of all time. So stay tuned for that as well. So we want to start with the best dressed Sun, current Sun. We're not going back in history, correct? So Lindsay, why don't we start with you? Who is your best dressed Sun?
Okay, so I picked Jay Crowder, not as necessarily best dressed, but because I knew that by default, we all know who the best dressed, maybe top two, maybe even top three are on the Suns.
I'll tell you in a second.
But I went with Jay Crowder just because I feel like he's got some really good fits and he has a good mix of like classic, nicely dressed up outfits and then some really good streetwear. So my pick is going to be Jay Crowder today.
Okay. I see you. I think it's Devin Booker, just because of the versatility in his repertoire. You know, he can go street, he can go classy. We're gonna point out some things and get your opinions on this in a little bit. But yeah, Devin Booker easily. By a mile.
I like Books too, especially because it's like you can tell that he's a baller by the way that he's dressed, but he like brings a classiness to it at the same time. It's just very, like we talked about this a couple shows ago, the dude's just a trendsetter. Mm-hmm. Like whatever he does, it's like that's pretty cool. So style wise, it Books the choice.
The underrated. Well, go ahead. I'll let you do it.
That's what I say. You're all wrong. It's Frank Kaminsky. Any dude that can rock a T-shirt, NDA's chain, in a post game press conference and still look cool. That's my fashion icon, as you can tell with how I'm dressed.
So. I got the beard. I was just about to equate the two, but I'm not going to.
Also, we
got to give some love to DA too. Absolutely. Because it is hard to find pants and shirts in 7 foot plus length.
And shoes, I'm sure too. But shoes, I mean, he does have the Puma deal, so they probably help a little bit. Yeah. But like, I think DeAndre was what, an 18?
Jeez. Yeah.
I think.
That's insane. Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, you can't just walk into any store and buy a shoe.
No, not even a little bit.
No, Shaq was a 22. DeAndre is an 18. You get a sense of the size of shoe there. But DeAndre Ayton came out. Wasn't he the one that came out with the Booker messed up nose shirt? Like the game after Booker messed up his nose.
He also, I think he rocked a Steve Nash one. He did rock a Steve Nash one. Like a couple seasons ago, too. Yeah.
So you got any guy that can troll his own teammate with his fashion is pretty awesome.
It was a pretty quick turnaround that you got that shirt made. So
it's amazing when you have millions of dollars what you can get done really quick.
This is facts.
Should we just throw some things up for the fans to kind of chime in on as we go along? Or do you want to
Which
wait
is
for
great for an audio medium.
Yeah.
We'll describe our best.
Yeah, we'll do our very, very best. Let's go ahead and start off with campaign. Here's the first image, campaign. Rocking the Supreme jacket.
Okay.
You know, it's a orange Supreme jacket. This, now, full disclosure, this was when he was with OKC. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what are we rating this, Lindsay?
I think I'm going to give it like maybe a 6, because it feels, I don't know. I didn't love it. I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
Okay.
I think the biggest factor was the fact that it was a Supreme jacket. But it just didn't work as well as I would like.
It felt like he was rating Ludacris's look from the early 2000s.
Oh, my goodness.
Coming for that number one spot.
Clearly, Espo's never going to wear something like that. Go ahead.
I don't think we needed to see the photo and hear me comment to know I'd never wear something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to say a 6. I think without the Supreme, that's just like a creamsicle colored jacket.
Wasn't Supreme, it would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I have a 5, too. It was just basic. It basically was just a black shirt with a jacket that was nice over the top. Nothing really special. But we have a special little cue in, and that would be DA. Let's hear from DA.
Bro, this is outrageous. This dude thinks he's a rapper. Right away, Cam Payne thinks he's a rapper. Supreme Vintage, get out of here.
Oh, so my comment, Espo would never wear that, but DA says basically the same thing, and you think it's funny,
because DA has a fashion sense. You wore a basketball jersey to a fashion show. That's all you need to know about your
Karan
input
Butler, okay?
On this.
We are drafting jerseys later, so there is a fashion to it. Jeez.
Anyways.
Debatable.
Anyway, so let's
says
move
the
on.
Woman dressed like a wolf.
This is straight fire.
You know, Lindsay mentioned her favorite before, Boss Man. He's got style. He's got swag. Let's throw up an image of him. That's pretty clean.
See what I'm saying? That's nice. Clean. He can look really nice when he puts it all together.
But remember, we're in an NBA locker room. So, and the guys are a little younger around him. Boss Man's got that, you know, he's got that vintage look because he's a little older.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what are we rating this, Gerald?
I'm giving that a 10. Like with the chain and everything.
Of
that's
course,
like,
Gerald gives it a 10. Know, the dude's wearing a suit.
Okay, I know. That's fair. But that's dressed like my grandpa over here.
But with the chain, that's like Black Panther business right there. Like
he
that's
does.
Black Panther business. Like, I like that.
Gerald's
Black Panther
going goes like, to a meeting. Okay, listen though. We will rip everybody equally, but I'm gonna give Gerald a little bit of credit because he's going like classic walk-in arrival to the arena.
Sure. You know, he definitely looks like Frank Lucas in American Gangster.
Hold on a second. You are wearing a t-shirt with a bow tie around your neck.
Classy up the place, and baby. Freaking, all you got to do is throw on a bow tie.
I'm wearing a suit, and he
red and
up
Stippy,
the place.
Red and Stippy socks, and you're knocking on Gerald wearing a suit.
A lot of people made a lot of money just wearing a bow tie.
God, not you. Not you.
All right. And nothing else.
Look, hater.
Look, yeah, Boss Man looks like Kawhi Leonard if he worked at the stock exchange. All right?
Let's see what DA has to say about this.
Oh, Jay Crowder. Boy, it looked like you just came from a boxing match, bro. I don't know if he was a part of the match or he was freaking entering the match, bro. Like, did you have fight night today? You played a basketball game. Why are you all up in this damn suit? You're not Floyd with these cross earrings.
I liked the cross earring.
I liked it.
What boxing match does DA go to?
I mean,
like, that's how they dress, like, when they're coming out of the
Oh, when they're coming. Gotcha. When they're coming in. I thought he meant, like, going to the ring. I'm like, nobody.
That was a very Conor McGregor-esque.
Walking in. Yeah, okay.
You try to make a fool of him.
Not like ring walk-ins. More like post-fight pressers.
For sure. Yeah. Like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the turtleneck. I feel like McGregor's rocked the turtleneck a couple times too.
Yeah. That was the worst Scottish accent.
We've lost our one Scottish fan in Frank Hamill.
You also. It's not a Scottish. It's an Irish accent that you're trying to do.
Yeah. All over the place.
That's the man behind the Mac, Shane Diefenbach.
That is. Hey, well, let's move on to the other wing. Let's go to Mr. Mikal Bridges, who I don't know if this is really fashion, but this is definitely something that we're going to get to in a second with DA, because I just couldn't let this go. So how do we feel about puppy photos there, Lindsay?
I'm fine with puppy photos as long as it's not like your whole aesthetic. If every photo you have on like your social media or like a dating profile or something has a dog or a puppy in it, like, your dog cannot be your personality, sir.
I would be more worried if every picture had a different dog in it. Then you're like, how many dogs are you getting rid of right now?
And where are they going?
I'm not focused on the puppy in that. I'm focused on Mikhail's look. Okay. He looks scared as if the puppy is holding him hostage. What is that? His eyes are bugging out. Like, I don't know what this dog's going to do here. The dog just pee or something? What's going on?
Well, it's interesting that you would say that. Let's get DA's thoughts.
Oh, Mikhail. That dog doesn't even want to be there with you, bro. Like, I don't even know who happy to take the picture. You taking a picture of him or him taking a picture without you? Get out. No.
Get out. No.
Oh, that's just too good.
Mikhail is definitely not going to be on any of the top ranks as far as fashion goes. No. But I appreciate the fact that he's like, it is what it is. Like, that's not my thing. I'm just going to be chill.
His fashion was just posing with a picture of a dog, and like, right. A dog isn't fashion unless you like killed it, skinned it, and wore it to the office.
Kind of like that's kind of like what Lindsay wear.
Faux fur. Thank you very
killed
much.
Killed it, skinned it, and kept the teeth.
I am not a murderer.
And the claws.
There are claws.
Oh man, savage. You should go pull some pork with those claws.
She's afraid Mikhail went all Cruella De Vil or something. Like,
she looks like she just walked out of the Red Wedding.
Well, you better watch your back. Oh. All I'm saying, maybe I am that person.
I feel like that photo makes me reassess how much I want to pay Mikhail. Like, we're talking about, I'm taking $5 million off just based on that whole thing going on there.
The other wing on the other side, Mr. Cam Johnson. Cam has a unique, you know, sometimes posing is all that matters, right? So let's bring up Cam. Cam definitely posing for this in his light colored blue shirt. And
that was before he was drafted,
and
right?
Gray jacket. Yes, this is when he was at North Carolina. He looks very much like Gerald right now because
Gerald,
minus the purple shirt.
He
has to do is look. There it is.
The resemblance is uncanny.
1-10. Be careful, because if you rate Cam Johnson one way, you got to rate Gerald the same.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
I'll go, Lindsay. 10 out of 10 because Cam was nice great guy. To us and Gerald great to us.
Okay, fast. I'm not going to rush. I wasn't going nice to, like, it's not the suit. It's the pose.
It's the pose.
It's the pose. So mm-hmm. I'll give him a 7.5.
Okay.
But I will say Cam has stepped up his game being in the NBA.
Let me say this. That was a 10 out of 10 on a JCPenney scale. That's not on a real high-end fashion scale, all right?
Espo's always moving the scales. Okay.
It doesn't – I feel like you can't judge him appropriately because that was before he had NBA money, too.
Right.
Sure.
So
sure.
It's like –
but he went to North Carolina, so we know.
And that was the most popular Dillard's ad they ever had. So, like,
they sold more suits that one weekend with that shot.
Well, let's see what DA had to say.
Oh, why? Oh, my rook. That's my rook. No, Cam, no. Cam, if I didn't know who you were, but right now, you don't even look like a basketball player. It looked like it's just some dude who just finished working. His friends say, yo, this would be a nice pick, bro. Say cheese. And he's just tired of all them calls. He's just taking a little, all right. So he got his hand right there to try to play off his pose. Look at him. He already thrown up the peace sign, but he's leaning. He's leaning to play it off like everybody behind that dude that's holding the lens not watching him. It's all good. Play it off right, Cam. Play it off right.
DA is funny as hell. I'm sorry. He's hilarious.
You don't realize how big his hands are, too, until he puts them on his own head.
Yeah.
And he can palm his own head.
Or jabs his finger into his eye as he's scratching it. Mm-hmm. And it's just huge. Oh, should we save the best two for last?
Hold on. Can we address that? Tyler in the chat, the man knows fashion. He says, Espo in that 93 preseason Barkley. I see you. That's right. That's right. So you might not see me, but Tyler sees me.
Nobody else sees
you. That's why we love that chat. Thank you, guys.
Tyler, we're really glad you're here for Espo as moral support.
Yes.
He needs
all the moral support.
I don't hear nobody applauding the bow tie all right now, all right?
Just give it some time, baby. Just give it some time. Anyway, so we saved the best two for last. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with one superstar and Mr. Devin Booker. And I found this picture on Instagram and is a little throwback.
That
here.
Is a throwback.
Yeah.
I like it though.
It's very classy.
Okay. I personally am here for loafers without socks.
Yes. 1,000,000%.
Love it.
Absolutely.
And then I think the skinny pants, too. I'm still okay with those. I know they're kind of like leaving out of style right now, but I still am okay with
for those that can't see this. This is D'Lo and Devin Booker in suits. D'Lo's got the all black undershirt or suit shirt, I guess you could say, with the jacket on, all black from head to toe, and the loafers with no socks. Devin Booker, similar, except he's in like a tuxedo, and he has no socks with a white shirt on, so... I like that shirt.
You done did Book dirty with pulling that picture. This man's got all this fashion and that. He looks like he's about to pull out a ventriloquist dummy and do an act there for D'Lo. Like
I didn't do Book dirty. You just did him dirty by disrespecting the man in the tux.
I love me some Book. Have you seen some of the other suits that this man's rocking? Well, that's the picture you chose?
I like that picture because it's with his former Kentucky brethren or whatever you want to call it. And I like that picture. It's classic.
I also think this is a good introduction into a bigger conversation about Devin's fashion and how it has evolved over
exactly
the past couple years and how he's still able to tap into his old school style in a new fun way. Mm-hmm. So he hasn't really lost his old sense of fashion. He's just evolved it and added to it, which I appreciate very much.
I don't think Saul thought of that when he picked this photo, but I think you tied that together. Nicely.
Absolutely did. 1,000,000%. Let's get DA's thoughts.
Oh, my God. Hey, what you put in the media is what you get out. Boy, I don't know where these two are going. Okay, they're going to the SP Awards show or the damn wedding. I don't know. Y'all going to a bachelor party or a damn graduation party? You got what's his name? D-Lo over there look like he ready for prom. D-Book just got married. So, hey, man, these dudes hilarious. That's that light-skinned crew. What do you say? Long way from sneaking out of hotel rooms and camp. Man, if you don't get out of here, boy, y'all still got curfew, boy. Y'all still got curfew. Stop playing.
They need to put DeAndre on an open mic all the time.
They do. Like,
yeah.
Let the man riff.
He just loves clowning his teammates. And I'm here for it because he does it in such a lovable way, too. You can't even be mad at it.
Absolutely.
People say he doesn't throw it down hard. He's throwing it down hard on his teammates here. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the last one, we have to go to Mr. Chris Paul, CP3. Obviously, we got the he's rocking a lot of things here. Not only is he flexing the watch, but he's also flexing the brown sweater and the backpack.
And the muscles.
And the smile. Like, there's a lot going on in this picture if you really pay attention to it. So overall, what are our thoughts, Gerald?
This is like Chris Paul meets Cliff Paul. It's like in the middle. It's like Curtis Paul.
That's
like
a great description.
Curtis Paul.
Like, I'm going to give that an 8 out of 10. It's just very, you know, reserved but classy at the same time.
I would give it an 8 out of 10 as well. I thought it was pretty sweet.
I felt it was missing the chalkboard that said my first day of school, my favorite color is, and my favorite food is. Like, it looked like a first day of school photo.
It looks like a school picture.
I think it looks like an ad. Was that an ad for something?
Probably was.
It looks a lot like an ad. Like, you would see that on, I don't know what those things are called, like the store type billboard. Oh. No, the thing that's standing in front of the store or like, at the sections.
Like on the cover of like an airport magazine.
That could be it too, yeah.
What's that one that's in the sky? Sky Mall. Sky Mall.
Sky Mall.
Yeah. It's like it would be in Sky Mall.
Yes.
There it is.
Absolutely.
What's that one in the sky? The mall up in the air?
I thought he was joking.
I was trying to think of the name, but I was like, I don't know. Anyway, let's get DA's thoughts on CP3.
Oh, CP. Mr. Star State Farm. Hey, man, if you don't get that State Farm smile out of here, bro. Man, every time I see the commercial, I just see that freaking State Farm smile. Man, you good though, bro. Nice pick. You like a dad. For real. Oh, no, you didn't, CP. Is those the little lines from back then? Nah. You still putting a little part in your head? Nah. Don't put the road, CP. Oh, don't put the road, man. Look like a church bubble. Why?
Gerald, you were spot on with the State Farm.
Yeah, we were on the same track of mind right there.
Curtis Paul.
I love it. So that's the end of our review of
I love DeAndre.
Of Suns fashion,
I'm horribly salty today, by the way.
You are very salty.
I look at that and I'm just like, I can't dress like that. I just gotta rip on it. You know, I gotta look like this all the time. So I can't like people that look good all the time, right?
Yeah. I feel weird ripping these dudes' fashion when I'm wearing like off the rack from Burlington Coat Factory over here.
You're getting over Burlington. I didn't think that was Burlington. Oh, geez.
I got nothing.
Espo was just making it awkward as hell today, man.
Espo,
I don't know if that was good or if that was bad. Like Burlington.
I couldn't tell either.
I wish I could afford the Burlington.
Burlington Coat Factory is like the cheapest place to get suits outside of JCPenney.
Oh yeah, this is Calvin. Apparently.
There you go. Yeah.
Nordstrom Rack is a good
Calvin
place.
Calvin Klingon.
No, that's still expensive. That's pretty expensive.
Yeah, but you could find some really good deals as far as like designer or more expensive for a lot less.
True.
It's like more investment pieces.
You can, instead of Hugo Boss, you can find Hugo Moss.
That's right.
There you go. I'm wearing jeans from Walmart, a jersey I bought off the internet, and a t-shirt. The most expensive part of my outfit is NBA Jam sneakers. Like, that says everything. Why
but,
I'm so
salty.
But
guess
salty.
What? You got some more money in the household, so you get to upgrade your fashion.
I will not be upgrading my fashion. This is what I'm going to look
that's
like.
That's what we
got to
do, Lindsay. We got to take Espo
makeover.
To get a makeover.
Nope.
Yes!
Nope.
That has to happen.
Nope. No, I'm saying we'll give win you some bets on DraftKings, and we're going to go to a thrift store. I'm going to take you to a thrift store.
Yes. Diefenbach, I do not want to look like you. No, we are not. All right?
Again, Espo with the hatred for everybody.
Damn.
Who steps in front of Espo will get burned.
Just you wait until the snake draft. I'm going to get real salty when I lose out on my picks here today.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know where we are in the rundown on this show.
Oh, man. I don't know. You were talking about picks on the snake draft, but you know where else you can do picks?
I'm thinking DraftKings.
Hey!
we did it.
That's I where throw we the alley oop and that's he dunks it just like booked to Espo back in the day.
Look at that. 7 foot rim when we do these DraftKings reads. Except for one of them sweet, sweet DraftKings reads. You know it, people. Our friends over at DraftKings, America's number one sports book, have a special offer just for you, right? $1 on any football game, you're going to get $200 in free bets. That's right. $200 in free bets when you use that code PHNX when you sign up for the app. You can use it anywhere. I have bet all sorts of weird things. I bet Mercury Moneyline. I bet weird baseball prop bets. Like, I've been all over the board. I saw table tennis on the app the other day, and I'm very tempted to bet on some table tennis.
I don't support that.
I don't know anything about table tennis, but I'm willing to throw a few bucks down because I got that $200 from DraftKings. I might as well have some fun with it. So if you want to sign up, they've got a great offer for this weekend. If the Cardinals and Minnesota, if there's 1 point scored in that game, you can double that money. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend you hit that up. Check out the DraftKings app. Sign up using the code PHNX. Get that money. It's safe, easy, secure, reliable. There's all sorts of words you can use. It's easy, and you can withdraw that money quick because, like me, you take the lady out for a nice date this weekend. So
maybe she'll take you out.
I know
out.
Gerald has to.
Yeah,
so
the lady is in town.
Maybe,
this week.
Maybe she'll hear this podcast and take you out.
Oh, maybe.
To get some fashion.
Nope. Nope. I will be dressed like this on Monday. Don't you worry.
Wearing the same shirt, the same jersey,
I'm not
the same pants.
It was a long weekend for Espo.
I will forever wear this outfit on this show now. But if you want to update your wardrobe, head over to that DraftKings app, win some of that money using those free $200 bets. Plus 21 and over, Arizona only. Gambling problem? Yep, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only for free bet promotion. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. Eligibility restrictions apply. Max $50 wager for no-brainer offer. One per customer. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook. For details.
Absolutely. Good job, Espo. I'm really excited to see what fashion you buy with your winnings, because we're gonna make
jersey
it happen.
And more Walmart jeans.
We're gonna make it happen. Well, if you're watching us on YouTube right now, we want to say thank you and welcome. If you are not able to join us every time we go live on YouTube, you can always catch the audio version on any streaming platform you use. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, we will be on there. If you're listening to us on one of those apps right now, a reminder that we do have some really cool content on our YouTube page. You can also watch these shows after the fact there as well. Today's would be a really good one to maybe switch over to YouTube and watch so that you can see all the fun stuff that's happening.
Yes.
So you're in the mix on all of the fashion and the pictures we're talking about. And also, we have a lot of really great stuff on our YouTube as well, in addition to our live shows. So be sure to check that out. Make sure you subscribe, rate, review, you know the things, so that you don't miss out on any of the amazing content we're putting out. And as always, be sure to follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We are at PHNX_sports. And then on Twitter, we've got our own account at PHNX_suns. So come hang out with us.
For sure.
Tap in.
Please do.
Especially on the Discord.
Yeah.
Hit that subscribe and that alert button on YouTube too. You'll find out when we're going live for all of the great programming here on PHNX. I think we're going to stay in fashion. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I think we're going to open it up to not just Suns players. Mm-hmm. We're going to go around the league a little bit.
Okay.
Ooh. Because why not?
Okay.
Well, if we're going to go around the league, I think a guy that I'd start with is PJ Tucker. Mm-hmm. He's my favorite fashion guy. I actually learned a little bit about fashion. You can't tell by the way I'm dressed, but by being around PJ in those 5 years with the team, that man had some of the most interesting shoes I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. Studded shoes, things that, like, I just looked at his outfits and I'm like, man, that thing's worth more than I spent on college, my first house, and my wedding, I think. Which means I didn't spend much on any of those.
Did you do any of those things then?
I loved PJ's fashion. I think it's just gotten better as he's gone along in the league. The funny thing is, his introductory press conference, he came out in a white V-neck T-shirt, which I'm not talking like a T-shirt. It was an undershirt, and it was that, you know, those those commercials where the V-neck looks sad. It's like, yeah. It's all like messed. That's how PJ looked. Somebody had to go get him a suit jacket to throw over it. This guy has come a long way from the first time he walked into that building to being one of the top fashion guys in the league. Everybody knows about his shoes, but I like the way he dresses.
I don't think he's a top fashion guy, though. I think he's a top shoe guy.
No, I think he's a top fashion guy, too.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of PJ Tucker's fashion because he takes it to a whole new level. Like, PJ Tucker is not afraid to wear things that would be considered by societal norms more feminine. He's not afraid to do things outside of the box. I think PJ definitely has really great fashion.
Okay. All right. Well, my pick is, I think this is an easy one, and Suns fans already know where I'm about to go, and that would be Kelly Oubre.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like no matter what Kelly throws on, it just looks good. Mm-hmm. And even if it doesn't make sense to you, it still somehow makes sense to him. And, and he's huge into fashion. He's gone to, Fashion Week out in Paris and New York and
He was at Fashion Week last week in New York. Mm-hmm. I think he did a whole nother Dope Soul kind of launch.
Yeah,
which is going to be really cool to see what comes out of that.
Yeah. So he's kind of one of a kind. I love his diversity in what he wears. Sometimes he can look very street. Sometimes he can look very French chic. And he's just kind of all over the place. And there's very few people where I look at him like, damn, I wish I could wear that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you just can't pull it off. He's one of those guys where I'm like, damn, I wish I could wear some of that stuff. And I know I couldn't pull it off.
Kelly's just got the confidence that's just through the charts. Mm-hmm. And that helps so much in fashion because half of it is just how you wear the things that you wear.
Absolutely.
That explains a lot about my fashion sense. A lot.
But it really is. You just gotta lean into it. And if you put something on and you leave the house, you just gotta walk around, like flip your hair out of your face and be like, I own this.
Yeah,
this outfit is good. That's the battle.
That's what Gerald and I are doing all the time. Just flip that hair. Walk out and say we look good, right?
That's it.
We were talking about this the other day in terms of the NBA, like Serge Ibaka has really tremendous fashion sense.
Yes.
Like the scarf thing from how long ago was that?
Oh man, that was like 3 years ago with OG.
Yeah.
Man, that was the funniest thing. If you guys haven't seen that, please go to YouTube right now and search for that because it was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, he just dresses. It's just really nice clothes, like things that I would like, I look at that and I'm like, I would love to wear something like that. I wouldn't pull it off like he does, but that would be cool to wear just one time.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to have to do it now on the show.
Oh, man.
I think we need some kind of
scarves.
I think we need some kind of challenges we do here where the loser has to like wear something ridiculous or do something fun. I think we need to start figuring that out.
That's what we just told you. We would take you on a fucking shopping spree and you were bitching and crying about it like
that
a little 3-year-old.
That is the challenge.
Now you want to wear something ridiculous?
Well, I don't want you to dress me. I just want...
Oh, what do you think is going to happen if we do something ridiculous? You don't think I'm going to try and humiliate you?
Well, you said you wanted to update my wardrobe, not humiliate me. I'm down for being humiliated. Upgrading my wardrobe, I'm not in for.
I draw the line at genuine support.
I do not want to look any better.
I don't want you to help me.
Exactly. Unless you got that corporate card, then we can go.
I got that sweet corporate card, baby. Here we go.
That's funny. I'm going to give a nod to the ladies. Liz Cambage has some really dope walk-in fits.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
She's from the W.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Vegas Aces, right?
Yeah.
My bad.
But so many of the ladies from the W have really great style. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to see that, you're seeing it more on like league fits. They're actually highlighting these women because they've been left out for a while, but they've been bringing the heat long before some of these men have been able to play catch up. Mm-hmm. Also really like Sue Bird. That's just a personal one because she's like effortlessly easy and casual. Mm-hmm. And that's goals for me. Like the more comfortable I can be these days, give me a t-shirt.
Who would have guessed?
I couldn't tell.
Shocker. Lindsay does not like to put in effort.
But Sue Bird makes it look so good. And so does DT. Like, if you see any of the pictures you've seen of them, you know, at like.
Or even Megan Rapinoe. All-star. Those two together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All-star type events, fashion type events. I'm just like, dang.
Shout out to Skylar Diggins-Smith, too, on the Merc. Mm-hmm. She's got a great sense of fashion.
She's been a model for a couple things, actually.
Yeah, she does a lot of Puma stuff, too. Yeah.
And modeling is obviously not just segregated to just women either.
No, now, absolutely not.
Like, a lot of the NBA players are models for a lot of different things because people just like to vibe with what they're rocking.
I'm putting it out here now. When y'all see Kelly Oubre Jr., like, walking a runway in the near future, at the end of his time in the league.
Which is also the near future, probably.
Oh, that was not called for.
Did you see him?
Oh, man. No.
Did you see him in Golden
Tsunami.
State?
I'm sorry.
But yes, I feel like you're going to see Kelly become a model at some point in time.
Yeah. I mean, he's got like beautiful eyes. It
totally.
Makes me sick.
Kelly is.
Hashtag team light skin guys. Every time they have light skin, if they have like those hazel green eyes, mm-hmm. like my girl's always like, oh my God, he's so beautiful. And I'm like,
you're like, hey, I'm right here.
So I was going to get some of those contacts that change your eye color.
Yeah. I also want to give a shout out to Jordan Clarkson. I really like his style. And I really appreciate that. I think he rocked a skirt last week at Fashion Week. And we've seen Serge Ibaka also wear skirts and a handful of other guys in the leagues. And I know a lot of people.
Like
this
a skirt
is,
skirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, Westbrook did it.
Westbrook,
last week
yes,
too.
Thank you. I know this is
a. You said that very enthusiastically, like you want to wear a skirt.
But here's the thing.
I got you.
What?
I got you.
Why?
I think
why are
put,
you judging?
We should
I
put
mean,
Espo in a skirt.
If,
I want to see
Russell
Espo
Westbrook
rock a,
can rock a skirt. I can rock a skirt.
Hell's like, yeah.
Not
in that's
this
what I'm talking
not
about.
Now we're going.
Hell yeah.
Not in this situation.
See how I just
see,
pulled him into
you,
my trap, and now he wants to do it?
See where the camera is? Nobody wants to see a skirt in this situation.
Here's the Jordan Clarkson skirt.
Let's see this.
Okay.
It's like a Scottish skirt kind of thing. It's like a kilt thing.
But there's another one. So that's a second one. He has another one, I think, on League Fits recently. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my point being is that I appreciate those guys because fashion has become very androgynous over the last couple years. But you're seeing it more from the women being able to rock traditionally based on societal norms, men's clothing. And I really enjoy seeing it go the opposite way because at the end of the day, you should just be wearing whatever it is that you want to wear and you feel good in. Mm-hmm. And who decided one way or the other that a certain item can only be worn by one gender? Like, F out of here with that. Miss me with that nonsense. Wear what you want to wear and rock it with confidence. And that's the end of it.
I mean, Saul's wearing women's running shorts today. So, like...
See, that's what's trying. He's trying too hard right
Even
now.
Herbie in the comments said, Westbrook pulled it off, man. He looked good. Thank you, Herbie.
There we go.
Thank you.
I thought so, too. Mm-hmm. I mean,
there are certain things that men can't wear that women can and vice versa.
I disagree.
Really?
Hey, name one thing that they cannot
cup.
Wear.
Well,
I mean,
could
I could technically
it.
Put it on.
Sure, you could. Yeah, absolutely. Look,
would it serve a purpose? Maybe not as much.
A lace thong probably would not feel very well for guys.
If you Which got one you that was built for men, it would be fine.
Have you seen how wide that fabric is? It's
okay,
not.
If you
this
got
is
one
officially
built for
the
men,
we're cupping everything, buddy. Like, this
I'm
is
officially
sorry.
The weirdest conversation.
I mean, that was like not, pretty obvious that like, a thong would not work for a guy.
I don't want to find out.
A male thong is different.
Did you not just say there was a lot of men who made money wearing just a bow tie? What else were they wearing on the bottom that you were alluding
to? But that was
to?
A male thong.
That's what I'm saying. If you
but,
buy one that's built for your body, it's
that's
fine.
That's why we decided, like, there are certain things that are specifically male made.
It took six episodes
it's
to five, five episodes
size.
To break me. I think we've hit that point here.
Espo was broken like day one. What are we talking about?
This is where we went. Like, really? Like, oh. This is the most bizarre conversation.
It took seven episodes to talk about male thongs and we're here.
I wish we had music rights to Cisco right now.
Oh, man. I interviewed him once a long, long, long time ago, and I could not keep a straight face because all I wanted to do was sing that song to him so badly.
Hey, you know what's not awkward like a male thong?
DraftKings.
The DraftKings pick of the week. All right. I think
it is now.
Look, my DraftKings pick of the week, and I have gone to cricket. All right. I'm in cricket. The Kolkata Knight Riders are +115 over the Royal Challengers Bangalore. These names are spectacular in cricket. And I'm going to go +115 on that. That is a Monday 7 a.m. matchup. That is our DraftKings pick of the week.
That is your DraftKings
pick of the week. That is a hell of a pick of the week.
Look, I am on the app right now. I'm going to log in, and I'm going to take this bet right here. I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
I want the pay slip.
I'm picking the Knight Riders.
On Monday afternoon after this, the conclusion of this, so you can show everybody.
I'm taking the Knight Riders right now.
I'm a little concerned that Espo has gone off the deep end.
He's gone to the crazy place. Yes.
Maybe read the disclaimer now.
Yeah, maybe.
No, you got to have fun.
Gambling problem?
I just put $5 down. On the Knight Riders. All right. I'm going to bet based on names from now on our DraftKings pick of the week. And I did it all while talking to this mic right here on the show because the DraftKings Sportsbook app is just that easy. And if you use the code PHNX, bet $1 on any football game, you're going to get $200 for free. And I use some of that sweet, sweet cash to make that cricket bet. So I'll let you know I will text you Monday morning at when this is over and let you know if I won the Knight Riders. Bet.
Gotcha.
All right.
Cool. Good luck, Espo.
Thank you.
I hope you win.
Thank you.
For your family's sake.
And I am.
So Espositos can eat this weekend or next weekend.
Look, that's not a. I use that free money and I'm good to go. I'm going to make some money on my Knight Riders. You think I can get a cricket jersey, a Knight Riders cricket jersey? I'll rock that.
If anybody could get what their hands on one, it would be you.
I'll be working hard to find a Knight Riders cricket jersey. Can we get this thing back on the rails?
Yes.
Sure. We can try.
Sure.
All right.
You are the conductor.
This is true. We are going to do a snake draft of the greatest Suns jerseys of all time, right? The premise is simple. You know what a snake draft is. We've all done fantasy sports. The first pick goes to Gerald. I have the second pick. Mm-hmm. Saul's the third pick. Lindsay gets the fourth pick. Then second round starts with Lindsay in reverse order. Mm-hmm. We're going to do that, and we're picking, again, the best Suns jerseys of all time. So on the inaugural PHNX Suns snake draft with the number one pick, Gerald, you are on the clock.
And I'm going to go ahead and select. Now, this is a tough one because there are so many good Suns jerseys and the number one pick, like that's a lot of pressure. But I'm going to go with the black sunburst jersey from the 90s, the original. It's a classic. They bring it back every so often for a reason. And it's just like you see that jersey, you think Suns. You see Jonah Hill rocking that jersey and it's iconic. Like it's just one of the best jerseys that's ever been made in NBA history. Got to be my number one pick.
Espo, what I need from you is to find a way to get Jonah Hill on the show to talk about that outfit. If anybody could do it, it's you.
And both of you wear it at the same time.
Hey,
yes.
We have the actually, in my office, somebody drew me in the Jonah Hill outfit based on that picture. I will work on Jonah Hill. We actually have a connection in Hollywood. The the writer of Deadpool and Zombieland, Rhett Reese, is a big Suns fan and a friend of the program. So
I love him.
You never know.
Make it happen, Espo.
So you got the right with the number two pick. I'm going to go. You got the right jersey, the wrong color. It's the purple sunburst. Mm-hmm. That is the ultimate, and I will take that with the number two pick. I just don't think you can go wrong with the purple sunburst jersey there. No. Either one, I think, is pretty good, but that means we left Saul with scraps right now.
So. Well, you'd like to think so, but strategy will tell otherwise. And I think since you guys chose the sunburst, I'm not going to go that route, even though I kind of want to. I'm going to go with the Valley jerseys from this season.
Very nice.
The Black Valley jerseys were just they reinvigorated the fan base this year. People were really vibing with those. That's my pick. I'm going with the Valley.
I think that's a solid pick.
Oh, yeah.
Now Lindsay's got the tough choice of picking back-to-back here with and figuring out where to go.
All right. So the Western font, the OG shorty shorts.
You were only picking jerseys. You don't get the shorts with it.
Well, I feel like that one has to come with the shorts because it makes, in my opinion, that's like half of the allure of those uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Which color?
Which color?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go purple.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Yes. I think I'm going to do the purple Western font.
All right, you got another pick here. I think the four best jerseys have gone. I think it's safe to say you can rank them in any order depending on what era you're a fan of, but I think the four best have gone here. And now it gets interesting. Lindsay, you have to figure out where to go on the board from here.
So I am 100% a fan of every black jersey the Suns have ever had. Mm-hmm. Gerald already took the top one. Mm-hmm. So my second favorite black jersey is the Low Suns jersey. So that's going to be my next pick.
Okay. From like a couple, like last year?
Yeah, the year before. Ricky Rubio was here and they had like the flag on the shorts.
I did like the shorts too.
Hmm. Interesting.
You didn't expect that one?
I did not expect that one.
I didn't either.
I love the Low Suns jerseys.
That's one of my least favorite ones.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Low Suns.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go with the first white jersey off the board. And I'm going to go with the Western font white because that's the home jersey. Mm-hmm. And I just think there was a classic and I really love the look. I would have definitely taken the purple over the white, but I will take the white.
I do not like any of the white jerseys. If I wind up picking one,
I'm not a huge fan of white.
What about none the sun? Not the sunburst?
Not. I thought the sunburst one is the worst of the bunch in the sunburst. Like I've never, there's not one white Phoenix Suns old, they used to be home jerseys that I have ever once liked.
I liked the Western font ones.
Nope. I'm actually going to go with the original purple jerseys before the Western font from 68 to 71, I believe they rocked a font that wasn't Western. It was just a regular font, same jersey style, same color.
This
so I'm
one?
Gonna go OG purple. Yeah. The Connie Hawkins, Dick Van Arsdale, original purple jerseys.
I think that's a solid choice.
Mm-hmm. I think it's one that's slept on. I don't think a lot of people realize it because there's a lot of love for the Western jerseys, but that font's a nice one.
That one feels, the Western, I feel like, has a lot of nostalgia.
Wait. Didn't she have to go twice?
No.
No, she did.
I did.
Then we come back because I had the number one pick, so I'm last at the second round.
And then he gets a second.
Oh, he's next.
At the beginning of the third round.
Yeah. I thought he already
I feel like the Western font has a lot of nostalgia within Phoenix. But the OG font is like vintage.
It's clean.
It's universally vintage, I think, is what I'm going for with that thought process. And I really like it. I appreciate it.
Jeff.
You would see a hipster in that for sure.
This is tough now because I don't want to pick another black jersey, but normally I would. I got to get some variety in here. So I'm going to go with the current, the Nike Icon, the purple ones. That have the that Phoenix on the front.
I think that's a sneaky good call too.
They're nice. Like they're just clean looking. So I have to do that to get some purple in there. And then I don't want to do another current one, but I might have to because I was not a fan of any of the Nash era jerseys really.
Like, no, they went from the best jersey
so bad.
In sports to the worst.
I think those jerseys are nice because of the memories associated with them and that's it.
Yeah. But
I'm going to go with the current orange jerseys, the Nike ones that have the Suns logo on the front, but no words on it.
Just the burst.
Yeah.
Those are clean.
They are. They're probably the best of the orange that they've had.
Right. Like orange is not, they haven't done well historically with the orange jerseys.
No, I mean the Nash era ones.
I insist on wearing them all the time.
The Nash era ones look like you worked at Home Depot.
Oh, I hated those.
And then you had the sleeve ones, which... Anything with sleeves, like I know that they were going for the fat guy market, like me, hoping, we're gonna get guys that look like Espo to wear jerseys because they'll have sleeves on them. What they forgot is those things aren't tailored for people with a normal human body, and they looked ridiculous.
Espo is just taking his own wrath out on everyone, including himself.
I mean,
now
he hates everything today.
So who's up next?
I think I am up next, and I am struggling here at where to go because I vowed not to take a white jersey, which is limiting my options at this point. My instinct says to take one that everybody else hated, but I know we're going to fan vote this eventually. So I don't think I want to go that route, but man, we're getting deep into the weeds here in terms of things. I think I'm going to go with the purple on purple Low Suns uniforms.
The bright purple ones?
No, not the bright ones. The the version of what Lindsay picked, the purple version of that with the state flag.
It was most recent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, as you can tell by the fact that I've now picked three purple uniforms.
You're a big fan.
Purple is the color I think that they should wear primarily, if you can't tell. So.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with another black jersey. I'm going to go with the only PHX jersey that I like out of the entire bunch, which is the black one with the white outline in the black middle. It's the one Drake wore at the concert.
Yeah. Those are for D-Book.
Yeah, so I jacked that for Lindsay. So that's that is my third one.
Oh, shoot. I got to do two, huh? Well, I think the easiest one is the other PHX black one with the orange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that one for one of my picks. And then, dang. Even though I told you all, same with you, Espo, I feel you. I hate the white ones. I'm going to go with it's the 90s sunburst white one still on the table?
It is.
I'm going to take that one.
That's pretty amazing that you got a sunburst with the last pick.
I know, right? I'm also thinking, like, if we're going to put this on social media, I got to at least get a 90s one in there.
Got to get one.
Or I'm screwed.
give the people something that they enjoy on that one. I can respect that.
It's my turn again.
Huh? It is, yeah. And I have no clue where I'm going.
I keep seeing this ugly shit gray jersey in the lower end corner of this, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. But there's not very many other options.
So you're gonna do it?
So no, I'm not gonna do it. So where I am gonna go, I think. Oh man, Jesus, this is tough. I'm gonna go ahead and go with another white jersey. It's DA's rookie year. The white jersey from DA's rookie year, where it's just
the current whites.
Yeah, the current whites.
Nike Association.
That's a simple pick.
Yeah,
you know, nothing too crazy.
It's not bad.
Yeah, but they're nice. I like those ones.
So now I am stuck between two here, and one is to pander because there's a whole generation of Suns fans that I don't feel dislike the 7 seconds or less uniforms because they were in that age group, you know, 9, 10, 11, where they really fell in love with basketball to those uniforms.
Yeah.
So they hold a soft spot. I'm looking at that purple or Devin Booker's rookie year purple just because that will always be the first jersey. It was the Adidas Streaks.
The speed lines.
Mm-hmm. Which those lines actually represented each member of the Ring of Honor at the time. Mm. So there is a story behind them.
The purple ones were the nicest of that bunch. I will say that.
I am going to go the purple 7 seconds or less era.
Okay.
Because I think that'll pander to the crowd in the voting. So.
Oh, so you're not to wait.
I was debating between the Nash and the Devin's book rookie. Okay, I'm going to go with the Nash 7 seconds.
Okay, but I have a question. Mm-hmm. One of those jerseys appears in these photos to be more silkier.
The Nash era.
So is there two?
There are. There was the Jason Kidd, really awful, shiny as hell version that was originally from glossy. Champion.
Yeah.
They were glossy and they were awful.
So I'm not taking the glossy one, you're picking the normal one.
Okay. The Adidas Nash, because those Champion glossy Jason Kidd ones were god awful.
Yeah.
They look like pajamas almost.
They were like a wrapper from a candy. Like it was that kind of weird, shiny, metallic kind of look. So no, the ones Nash wore.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I need a white jersey to round out the bunch here. The Western font's already gone, so I'm probably gonna go with, like Espo, I'm gonna go sentimental and do the Suns jersey from the 7 seconds or less era. I didn't really like those jerseys, but I feel like there's so many memories attached to them. One of the most successful periods of Suns basketball that when you look at that jersey, you kind of feel better about the fact that it doesn't look that great, honestly. So I'm gonna do that. Oh, sorry, white.
Well, it's been nice dominating each and every one of you in this draft.
I don't know. Herbie says Saul's winning hands down.
Yeah, thank you, Herbie. I appreciate that.
Really?
And then Tyler says, Espo, the satin ones were fire when Marbury was rocking them.
Oh,
because that team is garbage.
Yeah, I think those. I think we found the one person has worse fashion sense than me. Finally,
those were like if you took a holographic Pokemon card and made it a jersey, and that's what they look like. It's the same material.
That's a really good analogy.
Look, why Saul? With I get the Valley. The Valley puts you right in any discussion.
The Western White is classic. The Phoenix Black is popping because of pop culture, obviously with Drake. And then Cowboy White is simple. You're just a hater. You have been hating all day.
Yeah, just the white jerseys just never did it for
me. Yeah, but the orange jerseys suck.
Well, do I have an orange jersey?
I don't care what you have.
No.
I care about what I have. And people are saying that I'm winning. So that's what I care about.
I would say objectively.
That's one person more than you, Espo.
I would say objectively, I like Saul's combination best, probably.
I don't know about that.
Well, we're going to let the people choose. We do not decide this.
Espo doesn't have a choice.
So I'm inevitably going to lose anyways because the people are deciding after today's episode. We're going to put up a poll, Twitter poll on @PHNX_Suns. You can pick who you thought won the snake draft. This has been a unique episode.
It has.
That's the word for it, I think.
I enjoyed it, though. I thought it was fun. I liked all of your outfits. Hey, y'all did a really good job.
Shane, what is the question here? We can't.
I feel like my eyesight is like really, really bad, but it's because the screen's extraordinarily small.
Tyler's asking, out of curiosity, how did you guys feel about the rookie Melo Satan Nuggets jerseys? Is it material in general or just on that Suns design?
There's that ASU education, baby. Satan. It's Satan.
I almost said Satan, so.
The wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I did not like any of those Nuggets uniforms when they went to that baby blue.
Hot garbage.
Look.
I liked the color. I didn't like the satin material, the Satan material.
Wow. Thanks, Herbie. He says my rankings are Saul, Lindsey, Gerald, and Esther. I told you, when the people vote, I got no chance of this, all right?
I'm coming for you, Saul.
Oh, man.
What was that one?
Well, obviously.
I don't want to bring that up.
Wolf.
I don't want to bring that comment up again.
So it is a Friday, and that's why we have been so relaxed in our efforts here. It said, what? James says, Saul's not wrong here. Espo stinks.
Oh, man.
Wow. Jeez, got a fan today.
Me in general or the pick?
Hopefully the picks.
I think he's talking about your picks.
Well, you can't smell you from here, so that's...
Hey, you can.
I can.
Espo smells pretty good.
Shane's a fan of Espo's smell.
There we go. We got one vote for you, Espo. Okay,
yeah, I'll vote for you, Espo.
That's my lawyer. That's my lawyer. That actually was my lawyer. Look, we'll find out. We'll come back on Monday and let you know how badly I got destroyed the voting and which one of the other three.
I think all that matters is Espo loses. I don't care who wins.
I don't think it's without a doubt that's happening anyways. I could have the four best. It's not going to matter. So make sure to go to gophnx.com, subscribe, get that membership. If you subscribe for a year, you're going to get a free t-shirt so you can have some fashion of your own. You can look good.
There's also a great deal for members today for like the next week. So if you buy one shirt, you get another one 50% off.
Hey-o!
For members only.
That is nice.
Okay,
a good deal.
If you want to buy me gear from our own locker, I'll wear that. And that could help my fashion sense.
No.
No?
I see. Also, if you do also rock with the Cardinals, I'm just going to say this right now. Oh. We might have something special should the Cardinals win on Sunday. It'll be fire. Please tune in.
It will.
Wait, tell them where do we have to tune in exactly to know?
To our YouTube channel.
Okay,
that's
the show on YouTube?
Right after the game's over, tune into our YouTube channel.
Yeah, okay. You're going to want that.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
I won't rock it because I don't want to ruin coolness. I feel like if I mention you or I wear something, it automatically is not cool fashion-wise. So my apologies to anybody I picked as fashion icons from the NBA or the W today. You are no longer cool. So look, this has been fun. It has been an experience. It's been something. That is what today's show has been. You can follow Lindsay @LindsaySmithAZ. You can follow Gerald @GeraldBourget. You can follow Saul @Saul_Bookman. The underscore is there because the bow tie's got to go somewhere. All right. And you can follow me @Espo. Follow the show @PHNX_Suns. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Ahoy, ahoy.